Now, last but not least this morning, we're adding something new. On the last Saturday of the month, we're going to bring you a grab bag of some of the best exhibitions and theatre and so on and so forth happening around the country. The sorts of events that might prompt you to leave your homes on the weekend and have a bit of fun, but even if you can't see them, that you'll enjoy hearing what's on. And to provide this vital intelligence for us, I'm joined by Katrina Strickland, who gathers lots of information about arts and cultural efforts across the nation in her capacity as arts editor at the Australian Financial Review. So welcome, Katrina. Good to have you join us.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Now, there does seem to me, looking at your pages, to be a great deal on, both at that sort of community level and at the more formal level, really right across Australia. I mean, are you ever home?
No, not as often as sometimes I'd like to be. I definitely think there's a lot on the whole time. In my kind of job, you could be out every single night of the week and every weekend if you wanted to, because there is a vast range. You know, that whole idea of Australian being a bit of a cultural desert is completely gone now. It's not true at all.
Yes, and, you know, even in times, tough financial times, things are still progressing, would you say?
Yeah, and in fact, surprisingly, I think a lot of companies have been doing pretty well. So I think it does prove people are going, you know, I think cinema attendances are up, theatre, a lot of the popular shows have done particularly well during the downturn. So perhaps people are using them as a bit of a, you know, way to escape what's happening elsewhere in life.
Yes, I know you're fresh from a great night of Peter Grimes at the Opera Australia. I think that's just finished, hasn't it?
Yes, I went last night, which was the last night, and it had such a great energy to it because there were a lot of the friends and family of, you know, the people who were in the cast. Mm. And it's probably one of, I think, the best new operas they've put on for a long time. It's just a fabulous night. It's got fantastic
Benjamin
singing,
Britten.
Benjamin Britten.
I'm not a huge Benjamin Britten fan. So I've been told by people it's terrific, but
the story is so, you know, compelling, and, you know, it's this fisherman who's ostracized by his community and you know, are they being fair or unfair and how he deals with that. It's very poignant and moving, and I mean, it is to my mind, it's among what opera should be doing and what opera does best, which is those, you know, those big human elements that it deals with.
And it'll no doubt come back.
Yes.
They do them in cycles, so watch out for it. Now, if you're in Adelaide, an exhibition of the modernist painter John Brack is underway, and it's on at the Art Gallery of South Australia until January of this coming year. Now, how would you characterise him for people who may not have been bewitched by the Brack magic, as I certainly have?
Okay. Well, he's a very quintessentially Melbourne artist, John Brack. He was born in 1920 in Melbourne. He lived I often think there's kind of John Brack, who epitomises Melbourne, and Brett Whiteley, who epitomises Sydney, of those kind of modernist 20th century painters. And they couldn't be more different in a sense. You know, there's Whiteley, who's kind of so larger than life and lots of lovers and lots of kind of wild, big, expressive
out
painting.
There.
Yeah. And John Brack, who's, you know, lives, you know, quite an austere life, mm-hmm. and his paintings are very kind of precise, and he takes a lot of time over them. There's only 300 and something in his entire career. So he's in the 50s, he went through a period where he did a lot of observing of Melbourne life. So a lot of those fantastic paintings of street scenes and, you know, mannequins
the
in
trams.
Shops and the, yeah, he did, remember Collins Street 5 p.m. is probably the one that most people love, which is such a fantastic look at the drudgery of life and the you know, I guess what everyone feels, you know,
the humdrum
walking to life
up.
And walking to work every day. Yeah, but then over time, as his career progressed, he took people out of his paintings and replaced them with pencils and scissors and Pinocchio dolls, and so he's a very interesting artist, and I guess he's probably become more popular in recent years, or more known about, because his paintings were selling for so much on the secondary market. They were among the most expensive, selling for more than, you know, $3 million each. So there's this kind of, he's always been around and he's always been well known, but in recent years, because of that, he's had a lot more of a spotlight. And this is a retrospective on his whole career.
And if you needed your fix of Shakespeare or someone studying it in your household, Taming of the Shrew, a Bell Shakespeare Company production, is underway in Sydney. Female director and cast.
Yes, which I actually haven't seen this production, but it sounds very interesting. It's a take on that, you know, play that I guess a lot of people would see as very sexist and misogynist about, you know, taming the woman and getting her around to your way of being. And Marion Potts, who's the director, has put it an all-female cast. And I think it's interesting at this time when there's been a lot of debate about women directors in theatre that someone's done a play.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. And Andrew Bovell's play, When the Rain Stops Falling, has finished its season in Sydney and Melbourne, will travel to Brisbane for 2010. So that might be something for people to put on their list too.
Katrina, that's on in Melbourne now, actually.
It's on in Melbourne now. Yeah. Thank you very much. We'll enjoy meeting you next month.
Okay.